Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Acting Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt announced a proposal this morning to strip federal Endangered Species Act protections for wolves across nearly the entire lower 48 states, reversing gray wolf recovery in the U.S. The proposed rule would remove federal Endangered Species Act protections for all gray wolves in the lower 48, except for a small population of Mexican wolves in Arizona and New Mexico. We'll have more on that story later. It's expected to be published this afternoon in the Federal Register at about 4 o'clock. DNR Secretary Designee says they want 5 new scientists in the next budget to help fight Wisconsin's growing water quality problem. Preston Cole spoke about fire suppression efforts while at the Newbold Fire Department Tuesday. Governor Evers and his cabinet are fanning out across Wisconsin to talk about the upcoming budget debate. He also spoke of tackling head-on the water quality issues.
What the Evers administration is attempting to do through this declaration of the year of drinking water is solve a myriad of problems throughout the state of Wisconsin and begin an open, honest dialogue as to the inputs, where the problems lie, where the problems are emanating from, and use a science-based formula to then, as well as cultural practices on the land, then shape a new guidance for folks who live in those areas.
Cole says there's a number of communities statewide that have water quality issues, but he also says the dairy industry has to be protected in whatever they do, but changes in manure spreading, for example, could lessen the impact. Cole says they want new funding in the budget for more water scientists.
By putting 5 additional research scientists in the DNR budget, we begin again this idea of science-based decision-making.
Evers strongly criticized former Governor Scott Walker during the campaign for minimizing science to benefit business within the DNR. The new positions would need to have approval of the Republican-controlled legislature, where its future is unclear. A judge in Chippewa County Circuit Court has determined a 10-year-old girl is not competent to stand trial for causing the death of an infant. 2 psychologists ordered a testimony during a Tuesday hearing. The girl is charged with first-degree reckless homicide in the October death of 6-month-old Jackson Hunter. The court refers to the girl by the initials AF. She was wearing handcuffs as she entered the courtroom and during the hearing was seen coloring in a unicorn-themed coloring book. Wisconsin's governor says he has known Dawn Krim for years and he stands behind her. Governor Tony Evers picked Krim to head the Department of Safety and Professional Services. Questions have been raised because she was charged with felony child abuse 14 years ago after stabbing her son's hand with a pen. Those charges were dismissed. It's up to the Republican-controlled Wisconsin Senate to decide whether Krim should be approved. And the $300 tickets aren't stopping drivers in Beloit from ignoring the flashing red lights and passing school buses when students are getting on and off. The Beloit-Turner School District has had its drivers take notes. Now school officials say there have been 90 instances where drivers illegally pass school buses since a hit-and-run accident a month ago. Police officers are being placed near bus stops in an effort to catch people who don't obey the lights. There are suggestions a fine should be increased. And Western Wisconsin's Democratic congressman wants more incentives to get the state to add more people to government health care roles. Congressman Ron Kind yesterday announced a plan to sweeten the pot for Wisconsin and other states to expand Medicaid. Kind says 80,000 people could be added to the state's health care plan. Republican lawmakers in Madison say expanding Medicaid will cost taxpayers in the state more than $500 million. And coming up later today, I'll have a story about a record that was set in February here in the North Woods regarding snowfall totals and just how much will surprise you. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for skies to cloud up with a high near 17, slight chance of a snow shower later. Tonight, gradually becoming clear, low around 12 below. Thursday, sunny, high near 21. And for Friday, sunny, high near 31, and then Saturday, a chance of snow, then a chance of rain and snow, and then a chance of snow again, cloudy with a high near 34, and then snow likely Saturday night into Sunday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe with Captain Doug here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.